A lot. You know, he's such a dynamic player. You know, playing a tight end position with his skill set, you know, he's going to create a lot of mismatches, whether it's between linebackers, safeties, or corners. You know, he's not a small guy. You know, he run routes, you know, just as good as any receiver that we have on our team. You know, and he creates separation, and he has great hands. Well, I mean, it means a lot. I mean, you know, you got a lot of guys that have a lot of familiarity with defense and with each other. You know, we have great camaraderie, you know, brotherhood on the defensive side. You know, we always together off the field, and you know, we always click up together, you know, in the locker room as well. You know, so that's a great carryover. But as far as, you know, meaning anything from last year, you know, really doesn't mean anything. You know, you can go to first to worst or worst to first, like we did. You know, last year we went from worst to first, or good, not good to good. You know, and it could easily be the other way around. You know, if we get a little too big-headed. You know, so definitely we need to stay grounded, and you know, we'll see come you know late July and August and September when that rolls around, see if that unit coming back together is as good as we were last year.
Is that easy to do? Stay grounded or hard to do?
I mean, the league is hard. You know, whether you have success or you don't have success, you know, it's hard to go from year to year to stay at the top and dominate or play very well every single game. That's a very difficult thing to do. And, you know, the standard we set was very hard, very high. So it's definitely going to be hard to keep that standard.
John, what's it like to have a pair of draft picks, Dalen Tomlinson and Avery Moss, rotating in that in and out? How does it feel for them to look at you as a team leader? How do you think they've responded to their first team activities?
Oh, they look good. You know, Moss has showed up a lot, you know, especially being on the outside. You know, it's really kind of hard to show up right now as an interior defensive lineman without pads on, you know, when we're not really gauging run stops, stuff like that. But, you know, Avery's done a good job on the outside. He's been showing up a lot on the production chart. And, you know, it's just good to see those guys out there. I don't think they're having too many mental errors, which is a great thing as young guys. And this defense is really not that simple, you know, and we ask a lot, especially out of our defensive ends.
Guy like DJ, he's one of the changes. He's stepping in. He's working with you guys with the first team. What do you say? What kind of advice do you give a guy like that? He's stepping into that type of role and what he has to do in this defense.
Yeah, just take your time. You know, don't try to do too much. You know, you got a lot of guys like myself, Keenan Robinson, you know, Jack Rabbit's out there, DRC, Landon Collins. You know, guys that's played a lot in his defense and played a lot of ball in general. And, you know, he don't have to, you know, be the saving hero of the defense, you know, the golden knight. He don't have to do that. You know, take it in stride, you know, because this defense is not a simple defense. It's a little complicated. And the Mike has a lot of responsibilities to do. So just take your time, you know, take his time and, you know, get through your checks and get the defense lined up first. And then we'll help you out, you know, come, you know, OTAs, mini camp and stuff like that. And, you know, he'll catch on. And as the season progresses, he'll be a lot better, you know. He's not doing bad at all right now, but it's just a lot to ask from a young guy who's playing that Mike position.
What have you seen from him in regards to on the field?
Like, well, he's
on there when you're in the huddle with him and he's playing.
He's taking control. You know, he's a great communicator, and you know, it's hard to tell playing interior like against the run and you know, in our underwear as they call it. You know, so we'll see. You know, come training camp and definitely in the preseason against other opponents. You know, how well he does, you know, because at the end of the day, that's what you're judged on, not in OTAs.
On how he's handled the huddle?
It's been good. It's been really good. And, you know, I like to call myself the co-pilot, you know, because I'm usually out there with him or with Keenan Robinson and Nickel, you know. So I try to do a good job in assisting him and getting the guys lined up and ready to go.
Can this defense grow? And I don't mean in terms of production, but in the amount of things you can do?
I think so. You know, there's Spags likes to put a lot on us. You know, he likes to give us the whole playbook and see how we can handle it. You know, that's how he judges if you can play for him or not. You know, and with that being said, you know, I've played in his defense 4 years now. This is my fourth year, going on my third year here and then 1 year in New Orleans. And he's manipulated or changed his defense according to the players he has and the team and the scheme that he wants to run. And, you know, I think he did a great job at that. And, you know, when he feels comfortable with the guys and, then, you know, that trust factor is there, then I think he puts a little more a little more and a little more on us, especially as the year progresses.
Jonathan, McAdoo mentioned, I think at the beginning of OTAs, that he and the coaching staff would reevaluate everything all the time, and that they've made a lot of changes, whether big or small. He mentioned nutrition is one. Are these noticeable changes to players in a positive way, or not?
Very much so. I mean, you know, McAdoo's going on his second year as a head coach, and I think his first year he did a great job, establishing his culture. And, you know, Coughlin was here for I don't know how long, but his culture was phenomenal. You know, me being a Jersey guy, I knew about Coughlin and doing things with Giants pride and a Giants way, you know, just being a local guy, you know, and from going to, you know, such a strong culture that Coughlin had to manipulating his culture, you know, it was like we didn't miss a beat. And now he's trying to, you know, be a little bit more and figure out his identity as a head coach and our identity as a football team. And I think he's doing a great job. You know, we're bringing in guys like Pratik Patel, who's doing nutrition, and he's one of the smartest guys in the building, you know, and he's not only giving us nutrition who helps, but he's spotting us when we're doing squats and benches, you know. So, the more you can do, the better, you know. And I think we got a lot of guys in our building, you know, on the football field and off the football field that's doing a lot for the Giants.